First off, Sharon, what sort of services does the food bank in Enniskillen provide for local people? Do people just go for food, or is there much more to it than that?
So basically, what we do is we provide food initially. So they come to us and we will we bag them up a week's worth of food, so that that we have like set menu plans. So we will put in basics for them. So things like tea, coffee, pasta sauce, tuna, vegetables, and so on, so that they have a week's worth of food.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we do that is because if most people are juggling their money, the thing that they forget to do is feed themselves. So once they do that, and we're talking to them, because when they come in, we offer them a warm drink and a biscuit, so we can, you know, build up a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And then if we find out that they're in a lot of debt, we work with CAP at the moment, which is Christians Against Poverty, and we will signpost them to Christians Against Poverty. And just what they do is they go in, and they it's such a brilliant service as well, because they will go in and they will go to their house, they will talk to them about all their debts, and then they will literally take away all their debts, and then they will go help them all the way to fruition to get them out of their debt situation. We point them towards helping with oil, electric. We offer a listening ear. It's so much more than just the food.
Yeah, it sounds like a really personal experience too, as you get to know them.
It really, because the people that tend to come in are broken, you know, because, you know, they feel ashamed. They feel that, how did they get here? And it's really tough for them to walk through those doors. So the last thing that we never judge, you know, literally anybody can walk through those doors. We don't care what religion, what mm-hmm. background, anything. We will help anybody that needs help. And when they come through those doors, we want them to know that they're in a safe place. So the first thing we do is get up and greet them and just say, you know, how are you? Can I get you a tea or coffee? Come in, have a sit down, have a chat with us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lovely service for them.
Yeah, and would you help a lot of families in the community?
Well, so far this year, I haven't finished collating all the information. So far this year, we're only open 2 days a week at this moment in time, because we're trying to get funding to help us, you know, open more days.
Yeah.
But we're only open 2 days. And so far this year, just in Enniskillen, we've helped over 100 families.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. So, and now, just going back, you mentioned funding. You have been shortlisted for the Lidl Community Works Award, and there's a grant of up to $4,000 for that, isn't it? Am I right?
Yeah, it's 4,000 for the first person, and then £1,000 for the two runners up.
Mm-hmm. And what would that mean for the food bank to win that money? I'm sure there's always something it can go towards.
Oh, there is so much. I mean, we're only at the start of what we want to do, you know, because we want to run soup kitchens, when, especially coming into this weather now, because it's always whether they heat the house or they eat, so it's heat or eat.
Yeah.
And if we could start running the soup kitchen, we could maybe get a little van to do deliveries, because some people can't get to us.
Yeah.
You know, we there is so much that we actually could do. We could help, we could get people coming in and helping with life skills, and, you know, that it opens the doors for us, because we're not government funded. Everything that we get is by donations.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure you are urging as many people as possible to support you some vote.
Yes, we really have. I have plastered it all over Facebook. I have literally, you know, announced it everywhere we've gone, been to the papers, because we just need the help. I'm very encouraging.
And can people donate at any time as well?
Yeah, at any time they can donate food or money, either one. Because the people in Fermanagh are so generous. You know, literally you just say, oh, we need help with tins of tuna or so on, because, you know, we get lots of some items and not enough of the others.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that week we'll have extra tins of tuna, for example. But it's because the amount of people that are on low income or below the breadline now, mm-hmm. it's so needed. So people are so generous, but we still need more and more.
Yeah, especially as you say, coming into the winter months, everybody's back at school and there's money for school uniforms, lunches, shoes, everything.
We have seen a massive increase just this last month. Summer's always a bit quiet because obviously, I mean, they still need to feed their children when they're off school. So we still get, you know, people coming through the door. But definitely this last month has been massive because of school uniforms.
Mm-hmm. And how do people go about donating or even voting for use in the Lidl Community Works Award?
Well, the voting is actually finished.
So
that finished on Monday. So we are waiting to find out who has won it now. So, mm-hmm. hopefully we will hear from that very shortly. But if anybody would like to donate, they can either donate food, as say, or money. They just can come down to the Lakes Vineyard Church, and the Enniskillen Food Bank is inside that, and it's opposite the butter market, mm-hmm. beside Hannah's Electrical, and people can just come and they do at Christmas just come in and give us money, and we just and that goes into our food bank. Any help would be gratefully appreciated. You know, it really would, because the help that we get makes a massive difference to people's lives. Totally makes a difference. It just helps give them a little bit of dignity, a little bit of help, you know. It's just really it's an amazing job to do.
Mm-hmm, it sounds amazing. It's true what they say though, every little helps.
Oh, it really is. Any and you know, little or large, we don't mind.